Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television, and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, let's get back into it. Welcome to Morning Mindset. And it's okay if you're listening to this in the evening or the afternoon or whenever, but if you're listening to it like most people do with a cup of coffee in the morning, good morning, and I hope you have a fantastic day today, and I hope that you stay on the trail. Stay on the trail? What are you talking about? As is my want and desire, quite often I will go out into the field. I will grab my rifle, and I'll take my rifle for a walk. And recently I was out in the wilds of Wyoming and I was following a trail. I was walking, hiking, and I was following a trail, and then the trail started to fade away. And I thought, I took a moment and I wrote that down, and I made a note for myself. What do you do and what do we do when we lose the trail? Most of us go through our lives with some sort of a plan or some sort of a trail to follow. We have a trail to follow. We have a plan to follow. We do what we're supposed to do or what we know we're supposed to do. Many of us are on the path toward success. Someone puts us on that path, whether it was our parents. Most of the time it was our parents. Our parents, teachers, coaches, instructors, drill instructors, they put us on the path. And we're going along on that path toward success, and things are working out well. Sometimes things get in our way, though. Sometimes, and I've discovered this, and not so much here in Wyoming, but in the East, a tree will fall across the trail because of a storm. It's an old tree, a thunderstorm, whatever, boom, you're hiking along, boop, 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 and there's a big old tree across the trail. And so you've got to find a way around it. You got to go around it. Sometimes you'll get a heavy rain. A serious heavy rain, and the rain will wash away the trail. You say, okay, that's good for hiking, but what does that have to do with my life? Often we're on a trail, and things can happen in our lives, whether it's the metaphorical tree falls across the trail, or whether the heavy rains come, a storm. The storm could be something in your life, some kind of a major life-changing event, death of a family member, an illness, loss of a job, a divorce, what have you. These storms come and they wash away the trail. We were trucking along, doing well. We're like, yep, I'm on the trail. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm supposed to go. Everything is good. And then a storm comes and it washes away the trail. We got to find that trail again. We got to get back on it. Because if we don't, we're going to end up lost, right? You're going to end up lost. How do you get back on the trail? How do you find the trail when you have lost it? One of the ways is through friends and relationships. There may be people out there that, like I mentioned earlier, some of those same people that put you on the original trail, coaches, instructors, mentors, and so forth. Some of those people, you might have to reach out to them and have them help you get back onto the trail. Maybe if you're lost, maybe if you've lost your way, maybe if you've lost the trail, the same folks that helped you get on it originally the first time might be able to help you get back on. Parents, mothers, and fathers. Your mother or father or both of your parents combined helped you get on the trail to success. They started you out. They put you on the path. And then you lose your way. You lose the trail. You lose the path. You can't get back on it. A storm happened, whatever. You ever think about reaching out to that mom, that dad, those parents, and asking them, talking to them? Maybe they can help you get back on the path. They put you on there in the first place. Some of them did. Maybe they can help you get back on there. Maybe you need to dig back into your Bible. Maybe you need to talk to somebody in your church. Maybe you need a little bit of counseling. There are many ways to get back on the trail, to get back on that path toward success. But I can tell you this, if you lose your path, if you lose the way, just sitting down and hoping that it's going to reappear in front of you, it's probably not going to work, is it? If you were out in the woods, in the wild, and you lost the trail, you thought, okay, well, I'm just going to sit down, and eventually the trail's just going to reappear. Probably not, is it? And you say, no, probably not. If you, in your life, have lost your way, if you've gotten off the path, if you've lost the trail, just ignoring that fact or sitting down or waiting for the trail to reappear, doing nothing is not going to fix the situation. You got to do something. You got to reach out. And we talked previously about the compass, both as a practical tool and as a metaphor. Sometimes we need to pull out that compass and we need to find our way. And oftentimes in our lives, if we calm ourselves down, close that hole under your nose, listen a little bit louder, clear your mind, you might realize that there's a person in your life, or maybe more than one person, maybe several people, that can act and are willing to be your compass in life. But you've got to access them. You got to go out there and you got to find those people. You have to take the time to access that compass. Often I believe that in our lives we have a compass available to us, but we don't access it because we're too busy making noise ourselves. We're too busy distracting ourselves. We don't quiet down a little bit. We don't take the time to seek that compass out, to find it. There are people in your lives who are more than willing to be a compass for you, to help you get back on the trail, to help you get on the right path toward success. But it's up to you to find them. It's up to you to calm your mind, quiet your mouth, minimize your distractions, and access that compass. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we lose our way. Sometimes we get off the trail. Sometimes the trail is washed away through a storm. Sometimes a tree falls across the trail and we have to go around it. But that's okay. It's still there. We can still find it. You just have to work a little bit harder. And there are many people in your lives that can help you get back on the trail, help you get back on that path towards success. It's just up to you to find that person and talk to them. And maybe, just maybe, the person you need to talk to now that you've lost your way is the person who set you on the path of toward success in the very beginning. I don't know. It's up to you. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. I truly appreciate it. Please support the show. And I am your host, Paul Markle. And I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.